From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Lovington Police Detective David Miranda, who was appointed Lovington Police Chief on Monday, lasted 2 days. Lovington Mayor David Trujillo explains why.
We changed it back over to the current Chief of Police, which is David Rodriguez. That's his pride and joy, and he said that he would prefer to be over there as Chief of Police, and so he stepped away from intern city manager.
Rodriguez had been named as interim city manager when James Williams stepped down as the city manager a month ago. So who will step in as the next interim city manager?
I assume the position automatically due to the ordinance. The board will meet, go into closed session, we'll have a discussion, and then after that discussion will come out, either appoint a new interim city manager or I'll remain in that position until we find an interim city manager.
Trujillo says he's a servant of the public and will not accept a salary during the interim. The city also will be advertising for a new finance director. Gary Chapman resigned his post during the closed session of the regular scheduled meeting on Monday. The Dexter Consolidated School District has hired a new superintendent to replace retiring superintendent Lisa Dodd. Board President James Salas tells us who the new district boss is.
The school board selected Mr. Miles Mitchell to be the next superintendent for the Dexter schools. He has about 20 plus years of experience being an educator. Currently he's teaching in Artesia, but he came with great references.
Mitchell will become the new superintendent on July 1st. City of Carlsbad spokesperson Cal Marksteiner reports that there have been several COVID-19 cases within the Carlsbad School District recently. He elaborates.
Yeah, you know, we received notification from the superintendent, as did parents, that they've had a few positives, both for students and for some teachers. And I believe there's a bus driver on that list, too. And so they've had to do some quarantines.
In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.